morning.
Sleep well?
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realized?
What? It's almost the weekend. Maybe it'll be sunny.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I gotta get to work. Work? I'm going to work.
What?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, it's not as windy today. I mean, it's cold. It's 28 degrees, but not as windy, so it feels like 40.
Okay. Thanks. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm an optimist.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like a kid last night. I put up my electric train under the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's fun.
Chugga, chugga, chugga. It's got one of those things you put the liquid in the locomotive and the smoke comes out.
Wow.
Really?
It's cool.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
I'll send a
that
video.
You were one of those people.
Is it around the tree?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
How many parts Five. Of the train? Five
yep.
parts.
But what scale are you running there, Lauren? You got an HO?
No. It's the big scale.
Oh,
the
an big N? Scale.
And then.
Oh, wow.
Big
That's
scale.
Pretty good.
Okay. So.
How long did you sit there?
Train people.
Yeah.
How long did you sit there?
Probably about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, watched it go around and around?
Well, no, just to set it up.
Oh.
Yeah. No, right. once you've seen it go around, you've pretty much seen it
go
around.
Okay, now I was going to like
It doesn't take any detours. It stays pretty much on the track.
That's great.
Oh, I guess it's not run by the commuter
yes,
rail.
That's right.
You know, it's a funny thing you mentioned.
No, it's not a Keolis.
Yeah.
It's a Lionel.
Yeah. I'm trying to put the cars on the track last night, and I'm thinking, I can see how Keolis has a real problem here.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough to put on there. Okay, what stuff we got coming up on the program today? Wow, did you watch any of the services for HW yesterday?
Super, like the highlight reel.
It was really amazing.
Is that bad to say?
The highlight reel? Yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, it was some of it was very moving, and it was interesting to see all the presidents and the former
Oh, the dynamics.
And,
that was interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then the vice presidents behind them.
Yep.
How and Dick Cheney and his wife must feel about that movie coming out.
That's
I'm like,
right.
Oh, this is weird.
You know what is kind of neat?
What's
the
that?
Relationship between W and Michelle Obama.
That was when he gave her the piece of candy.
Yeah. But they like you. They have fun together.
Yeah.
She must. I think she's like the way that you like a little kid. Like, oh, he's so cute, but he's not all there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Seriously.
It's just my feeling.
Okay, I understand. Okay, stuff we got coming up on the program today. We're going to talk to Bob Ryan today, 7:25. And one of the things if we have time, we're going to get into is the culture of the NFL. Because there's so much, it's a violent sport, you know, and it seems to spill over. And, you know, what can you do about that? Does anybody care about that?
Nobody? I do.
You do?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting question.
Okay. What are you going to cover on Dirty Laundry today?
Well, I'm going to cover some things like people's 25 most intriguing people of 2018. Who's on that list?
Okay.
Not me.
Not on there?
No. But
okay.
And
pie.
Our buddy Tony V's coming
That's right.
in.
It's,
oh, yes.
We're going to have a pie experiment today.
Yeah.
How much is too much to pay for a holiday pie? We will do a test right here live in the studio. And we've asked Tony V to come in because Tony is a pie expert.
He sure is.
He is a total
I thought
pie expert.
My wife took the cake in terms of buying an expensive pie.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Though, Wait till you hear this.
Way
this
over
is,
the top.
Oh, my
way
God.
Over the top.
Yes.
And you'll also learn today how many pencils you can actually make out of an average good-sized tree. All of this is coming up this morning.
Really?
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered that?
No.
Okay, I know you do. Okay, we're going to tell you this morning right here.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, game players, thrill seekers, gamers, are you ready to play a game this morning? Let's start by meeting our player who's online right now. He is in the sales game. He's a sales manager, as a matter of fact, from Medford, Massachusetts, named Mark Diskin. Morning, Mark. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Wally.
So, I want you to speak up. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on a speakerphone.
Okay, please pick up the, because we won't be able to hear your answers.
Yeah,
okay.
That's important.
Come on, he lives on the Winchester line. He should have a very good phone.
He does Windows, too. Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's much better.
Okay.
Okay. So you're in the sales management game here, and are you one of those kind of guys when somebody asks you a question, you give them the answer, and they go, "How did you know that?" And you, I don't know, I just know that. You just know a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I do know a lot of different stuff. Although as I get older, I seem to forget more than I remember.
Well, you're in sales, right?
Yeah.
What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie was
it's a sales guy always going out to see movies joke.
Oh, it is?
Anyway.
Yeah. That's a terrible joke.
It was. It was really not good at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Not good at all.
Okay, so Mark.
We'll cut that out once we go live on the air.
When we do this live, we'll cut that out. Okay, now here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to give us the answers in these 10 questions. Now, if you're really not sure, just boom, blow right through it. You know, say a pass, move on. You have time left at the end to come back. And you finish them up, you get them all right. And we'll present you with $1,000 in cash from our friends at Century Bank. It's that simple. Are you ready to play this morning?
I am as ready as I'll ever be, yep.
LBF, are you ready with the questions?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Go.
What do we celebrate December 31st?
New Year's Eve.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Who was David Robert Jones better known as?
Pass.
Who was Woodstock's Beagle Buddy?
Pass.
Which mythological creature was half man, half horse?
Centaur.
What element is represented by the chemical symbol PB?
Pass.
What famous character did Ian Fleming create?
James Bond.
What brand of underwear is Marty wearing in Back to the Future?
Calvin Klein.
How many white stripes are in the American flag?
Seven.
In which city is the Cotton Bowl played?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, who was David Robert Jones better known as?
John Paul Jones.
Who was Woodstock's Beagle Buddy?
Jimi Hendrix.
What element is represented by the chemical symbol PB?
Time is expired. Okay, well, we got six right on that. We got one, two, three.
You did well. You did well. This is a good. This was. I was in a lousy mood, so this was a hard quiz.
He got a couple of tough ones too.
Okay, he did.
Bring him up to speed on this.
Okay, here we go. David Robert Jones is David Bowie. Woodstock's Beagle Buddy is Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Element represented by the chemical symbol PB is lead. And
I
there
thought
are
it was peanut butter.
And
no, that's PBJ, PB&J.
There are six white stripes on the American flag. There are seven
red.
So
okay,
yeah,
that was a good job.
And I like your favorite color. It's one of my favorite colors too.
It's a beautiful color.
But wait,
it goes along with those seven stripes on on the flag.
We have a consolation prize for you that's even better than $1,000, in my opinion.
Load of this. You're going to be going big time with a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman perform songs from Broadway and film with a live orchestra. It's coming up June 27th at the TD Garden.
It's the hottest ticket in town. I know everyone's talking about the Rolling Stones, but I'm telling you, did you ever see The Greatest Showman?
No, I haven't.
Well, we'll watch that, and then you'll fall in love, and then you'll email me and be like, thanks for making sure I didn't win $1,000.
Well,
hey, have a great time at the show. It is a fantastic show. I see that there's, by the way, if you want to go on the old interweb, you can see him rehearsing. They got some clips of him rehearsing, getting ready for the show.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Okay. See, even Lauren is
tickets
Googling.
Go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Visit WRR.com. Have a great time at the show, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Have a great day. Hey, you think you got what it takes to do this, win this game, win $1,000 from Century Bank?
You don't.
Okay. Boy, you get pretty cocky, aren't you?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. You gotta sign up to qualify. Log on to WRR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's all about the Bears. Time for Men for Maine. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are out for a leisurely walk in the woods when they come face-to-face with an enormous grizzly bear. And we hear...
Oh, my God, Ephus, look at the size of that bear.
Why, he's huge. What do you think we should do?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit down here and put on my running shoes.
Well, that's not going to do any good. I don't think you can outrun a bear.
I know that. I ain't worried about outrunning him. I just got to outrun you.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so remember yesterday morning we were talking about Baby It's Cold Outside, the song that's been banned by radio stations in Cleveland. Well, we've run across amazing little factoids about Christmas songs that you may have never known. So we're going to possibly spoil all of your Christmas songs for you.
No, they're really interesting. They're, like, really interesting.
They are.
Little
they
facts,
really are
like, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
One in particular has me a little angry.
Really?
Yes.
Hang on. It's coming up next.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to think holidays and Christmas. So we're going to tell you, because we were talking yesterday morning about Baby It's Cold Outside, and they want to go and ban the song because it's not politically correct anymore. So we decided we'd do a little holiday Christmas song research for you this
morning. Deep dive.
Yep. So tell you a little bit of, about the Christmas songs you've been accustomed to hearing for years and years and years, traditional stuff like this. And it's amazing the things that we came up with here. And you say that you had one in particular that you found disturbing.
Yeah, I read this little factoid and I was angry. Because, all I Want for Christmas Is You was written in 15 minutes. That's interesting.
Yep.
Mariah Carey recorded it. But Faith Hill's Where Are You Christmas was written by Mariah Carey, who was going to record it, but then her ex-husband Tommy Mottola gave it to Faith instead. Now, that's not Christmassy. That's
Grinchy.
Thanks. Mariah Carey still gets a lot of royalties off this
song. $60 million for that.
She got $60 million for All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Still,
she's earned $60 million from that song.
Imagine writing a song and then having your ex-husband, who's the head of the music department, essentially, give it to some other lady. Ugh.
It's like giving away your Farrah Fawcett poster.
Really, that's an interesting analogy.
You get divorced, your wife gives it away.
That's a very interesting analogy.
No, divorces. Okay. People give things away.
Okay, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
That guy, his name
Thurl
is
Ravenscroft.
Ravenscroft.
Because that's his name.
Okay, he is the same guy who was Tony the Tiger. That's great.
Really?
Same guy.
That's interesting.
Okay, Irving Berlin. Anybody remember the name Irving Berlin?
He wrote a million songs. Dead a long time.
Okay, so he wrote the original White Christmas, which was the big hit for Bing Crosby, which was the most recorded single ever sold. And he hated Elvis Presley's version of White Christmas so much, he tried to get it banned from the radio. So.
Yeah, if you write something and you hear and somebody else sings it and it's terrible, that must be really annoying.
Have you heard of the LDB game?
What's the LDB game?
It's the Little Drummer Boy game.
Okay, how's this work?
It popped up on the interwebs. You can actually search on Twitter for hashtag LDB, and basically you try to not hear any version of Little Drummer Boy
between now and the holiday.
We lost this morning.
I heard it this morning.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Me too.
And you post hashtag LDB when you're out.
Okay. Hey, remember
nice.
Silver Bells.
Love that one.
That was originally, the guy who wrote that originally was going to call it Tinkle Bells. And his wife had mentioned to him that there was double meaning to tinkle. And so he changed it to Silver Bells instead of Tinkle Bells. And then, in 1952, the Catholic Church condemned I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus because they thought it promoted adultery.
Rightly so.
Absolutely. That's going to be our next quest, okay? And coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, you get a chance to think about this. What is the only Christmas song that ever made it to number one on the pop charts? The only Christmas song to ever make it to number one, okay?
Give that
some thought. Wow. Only one, okay? In the meantime.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, have you been thinking about this? Christmas songs. Okay, what's the only Christmas song ever to make it to number one on the pop charts? You got any idea? What do you think? Okay, take a guess.
I think it's that Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. That's a huge Christmas song. Hank, what do you got?
What about Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells?
Jingle, that's big.
Okay, that was pretty hot.
Yeah. What about Daryl Hall and John Oates' Jingle Bell Rock? One of my favorites.
No.
No.
What do you mean? No.
No way.
No. No.
What do you mean? No.
No. Okay. We've had
like that one.
Million good people song. Calling, and nobody's got it. Okay, so, good morning, this is R.R. Hello.
I was calling about Christmas song that made it to number one.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say, I think it's like the Chipmunk song, and I think it was, I don't know, something like Christmas Late or something, Don't Be Late or something.
The Chipmunk song. Is correct.
Oh, it
is
the
only Christmas song that ever made it to number one on the pop charts. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, too.
So much for taste.
Wow.
Whatever. It's all in
the hula hoop.
The ear of the beholder.
Yeah, that's really random. It's interesting. Christmas songs are a little...
Maybe there were just fewer songs then.
Yeah.
maybe that was it. Okay, Hackster, if you would, please.
Hey, Celts go for their fourth straight win. They've been looking good. They take on the Knicks tonight at the TD Garden. Tip-off at 8 o'clock. The pregame with Grandy and Max at 7:30 right here on 105.7 WROR. Banged up Bruins playing Tampa Bay tonight against the Lightning, coming off a 5-0 blowout loss to the Panthers. Bruins rumored to be looking for defensive help and a top six forward. So Dan O'Chara, Charlie McAvoy, Kevin Miller, and Patrice Bergeron all out with injuries. Tom Brady and Gronk both limited in practice yesterday, both expected to play Sunday when the Patriots face the Dolphins in Miami. A Patriots win will clinch the AFC East title. Thursday night football tonight, Jacksonville and Tennessee. And Forbes says the New York Rangers are their most valuable NHL team at $1.55 billion,
really?
Followed by Toronto, Montreal, Chicago, and the Bruins, who came in at fifth, worth an estimated $925 million. Hank Morse, that's a look at sports.
Did you see the thing yesterday about the most tweeted sports people of the year? And both Tom Brady and Kyrie Irving were among the top five most tweeted about sports personalities of the entire year. Now, coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wiley Morning Show, we got a Brian Bellbuster for you. We got here on the Bellbuster today.
Well, we're going to head to Maine. That's Sydney and her boyfriend, Brandon. They're going up on a nice romantic getaway. But Brandon wanted to get Sydney with a Brian Bellbuster first. So I called Sydney to let her know their accommodations are actually a tent out in the woods.
This is not what I want. We wanted to stay in the main resort.
I also would not leave any food in your tent because that will definitely attract the bears. We aren't held responsible for a frostbite or a bear attacks.
What are you talking about? Frostbite and bear attacks. That's not what I'm going on vacation for. No, I won't sign off on that.
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that. That's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, I heard from Brandon. He is actually taking his girlfriend away for a nice romantic weekend in Maine. But he also wanted to mess with her a little. So I'm going to call Sydney to let her think that the vacation they're taking is a little more rustic than she had planned for.
Hello?
How are you doing? Trying to reach Sydney?
Yeah, this is Sydney. Who's calling?
Hi, Sydney. This is Hugh Glass from the Coast. We're going to up here in Maine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, how are you?
Good. Just calling to confirm your reservation coming up.
Yeah, I can't wait. We're really excited.
Yep, should be nice. Weather's been a little chilly, but, it's a good time to get outdoors and enjoy some great outdoor activity here in the state of Maine. We appreciate you coming out.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thanks.
I also have some bad news. If you had booked a spa appointment, our spa's actually shut down for the season.
Oh, well, that's not what they told me.
Oh, very sorry, but we had to actually shut down the outdoor hot tubs as well, because the bears actually try to warm up and go swimming in there, so we had to shut those down.
Oh, no.
But we've got you booked for a deluxe rustic package, a really spectacular package out at our Moose Lodge.
The Moose Lodge? I thought we were staying in a hotel.
Well, this is part of our backcountry Get Back to Nature ecotourism package. Really a lovely Moose Lodge. It's right out in back of the main resort. You have your choice of snowshoes or cross-country skis to get out to the Moose Lodge that you got booked there.
Yeah, I didn't book a Moose Lodge. I want to stay in the main resort. I don't need to get that far into nature. I don't want to cross-country ski to my room.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could also snowshoe. And our Moose Lodge is a beautiful two-room lodge made out of the finest canvas from L.L. Bean.
Canvas?
Yes, a beautiful
canvas in the freezing cold?
You will want to dress warm.
Can I speak to someone else? I don't understand this.
Oh, no, I'm the manager here. You know, if you just bring, some flannels, there's no mattress, but there's a great pile of pelts, moose and bear. Very warm, very warm.
No mattress?
Very
no
comfortable.
Shoes. I don't understand.
There's full running water, running water.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, the brook that runs right next to it. You can bring a bucket out there and get water.
What?
Yep. There's a fireplace, nice fireplace.
This is not what I want. This is not. We wanted to stay in the Maine resort.
You got to chop your own wood. Well, we are up here in Maine. It's nice.
Yeah, well, they do have civilization there. I've been there before.
I also would not leave any food in your tent because that will definitely attract the bears. I actually need you folks to sign off on some of this agreement. We aren't held responsible for a frostbite or bear attacks.
What are you talking about? Frostbite and bear attacks. That's not what I'm going on vacation for. No, I won't sign off on that. This is like a bad dream.
Oh, no, you'll get beautiful dreams in the pile of pelts.
I only want to stay in the main hotel.
Your Moose Lodge is very, very close to the outhouse. You're the next stop over from the outhouse. You're very close.
People actually pay to stay and use an outhouse?
Yes, getting back to nature.
No, forget
it. Eco-tourism.
No.
Send you out on a moose tour.
No, I'm going to cancel it then.
Chop your own wood. Really?
No, I don't chop wood. I don't.
Maybe you should talk to your boyfriend Brandon then.
About what?
About calling us here at WROR to get you a Brian Bellbuster.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What good is a romantic weekend away unless you can mess with you a little bit?
Oh, no. Oh, you really had me freaking out.
So hopefully, the spa's actually open.
Oh, my God. Yes, hopefully. And no outhouses and no bear pelt.
You have a beautiful romantic weekend with your boyfriend. So, if you're still speaking to him, yeah. Well, happy birthday. Thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. And have a great time up in Maine, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So yesterday was the special service in Washington, D.C., down the nation's capital, for former President George H.W. Bush, Bush number 41. And it was really interesting from so many different perspectives. It was a bittersweet ceremony. And one of the perspectives, other than the actual, service itself, was the interaction with the Trumps, the Obamas, the Clintons, and the Carters, or the lack thereof interaction, because they all sat together.
Yeah.
And then 43 sat on the other side of the aisle, as in speaking politically, on the other side of the aisle with the Bush family.
Right.
And some of the people there described the relationship of the four former presidents on the left, sitting on the left side there, as well below freezing, which was, there was not a lot of interaction in the whole thing.
Well, yeah, everyone seemed to talk. The Trumps didn't really talk to anybody. The Obamas talked to the Clintons, and the Clintons talked to Jimmy Carter and his wife. And then it was awkward. It was an awkward thing.
It was awkward,
The thing is that it wasn't just a competition for president of the United States. It got real ugly. And so how do you move forward from that?
Yep.
Behind them were all the vice presidents. That was interesting.
Six vice presidents.
And
pretty
like,
amazing.
And that was interesting. And there were a couple of pictures of Dan Quayle really having a resting bee face while looking at Donald Trump. But it was an interesting situation. But it was a really kind of bittersweet thing.
The Michelle Obama...
That was cool.
George
that
w
was very
was
nice. Because at John McCain's funeral, George W. gave Michelle Obama a candy. And that little exchange was on TV. And it was really, adorable because they have a really nice friendship. And then he went over and did the same thing yesterday. When he shook Michelle's hand, he gave her a piece of candy.
Yeah, well, any occasion when all the presidents are together, because they have to sit in the order.
Yeah, in the order, yeah.
like George W. always sits next to Michelle Obama, so they had this little thing.
Yeah,
so he made sure to give her the piece of candy.
It was sweet, and you know, also sweet was the eulogy. You know, it was
really.
I mean, I got to tell you, I love a good eulogy. I mean, when you knock it out of the park, you knock it out of the park. So, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
This was George W. eulogizing his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too. To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli.
Remember that.
And by the way, he passed these genetic defects along to us. Finally, every day of his 73 years of marriage, Dad taught us all what it means to be a great husband. Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
See, that makes me all want to cry a little bit.
You knew he was brokenhearted.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed.
Really was. Okay.
You know what I loved about him up in Maine? Because my parents live in Kennebunkport.
Actually, your parents live not very far from the compound.
Not too far. It's an entirely different look, their home, than that at Walker
Point. I understand.
Yep. But he loved to just be a normal person. For a guy who achieved as many high political offices as he had, he would drive around. My dad went to a yard sale one time, and they said, oh, you just missed... You know, Bush 41 was just here. He would drive around and drop off. He goes, I got all these golf balls with the presidential seal. See if you can sell them. You know, he got like a
he would just give them to him.
He loved to connect with the people in the town, and he was a normal guy.
And he loved speed. He really loved speed. You know, that probably comes from when he was a...
Like the drug? A
pilot during World War II.
Yeah.
And so, and he loved like skydiving. He loved skydiving. And then he had this cigarette boat up at Kennebunkport, and he loved speed up there.
His last one was the Fidelity 3, and it had these triple outboards. It was like a 40-foot cigarette-style boat.
Had like 300 horsepower in this thing.
Right. And so the Secret Service would go with him, and they had this like inflatable boat, and they'd follow him up the Kennebunk River. He would gas up. And then they would head back out.
Wake speed on the way.
You have to go wake speed, just, you know, barely motoring along. And as soon as he got to the water, he would gun it. And that thing was so fast, you know, he'd almost be, you know, a nautical mile ahead. And then the Secret Service would be steaming out trying to catch him.
Like Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph. She likes to go fast.
Exactly. Yes. Precisely.
Yep. So similar.
I love the fact that he was married for 73 years in that relationship. That's like, it's just... It was, and when you look at that number, 73 years of marriage, it's unbelievable. And they really liked each other. It was really kind of an emotional day yesterday.
Something for you to strive for. Thank you.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Okay, look, we got a Men from Maine episode coming up next. And it's another accident down at the sawmill.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are working in the Bangor sawmill and perfume outlet when we hear...
What happened?
I cut my ear off!
Oh, no. Well, let me help you go through the sawdust and we'll see if we can find it. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Here it is.
No, that's not my ear.
Well, how can you tell?
Because mine had a pencil behind it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
We're excited because it is time for our weekly Thursday morning visit with Mr. Everything himself. the legendary, renowned Boston Globe sports writer. I mean, the guy's on everything. He's on TV all the time. I don't know how he finds time. It still fits us into his busy, busy schedule. It's Mr. Everything himself, Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So, we got to have some important things we need to talk with you about this morning, Mr. Everything. Okay, we're wondering about the Celtics and Gordon Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that perhaps they've finally found the key, and is he getting back into his own, you know, himself? Mm-hmm. And is this going to be the change that's going to make put the Celtics back on track?
We all expected, myself included, too much too soon from Gordon Hayward. That's rather evident. The scope of his injury was very dramatic, and it was going to take, obviously, longer than we thought. So I preached patience during the month of November.
Yes.
To people that he last week may have been the breakthrough week for him and for the team. I hope so. We're going to find out, but I do think last week was very important, and he had a tremendous game coming off the bench, 30 points and 8 assists, and he looked like the guy that they brought in. I'm very very excited about it and very hopeful. Also, I thought there was some very good analysis by Kyrie Irving about the bonding of the team and the idea that everybody wants to win, but maybe guys wanted to do it too much themselves, and they needed to get together as a group. Every year, you know, the dynamics of a team are not constant. Every year, it's a little different group, a little different personality. The circumstances of the personalities change. They have to put it all together, and he thinks that they're finding their unit identity, their unit camaraderie, very important. So it's a lot of rhetoric, and we want to see the results on the court, but I did think we started to see those results last week.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like they're 3-0 with Marcus Smart in the starting lineup.
He just brings stuff to the table that is not obtainable anywhere else. The hustle plays, the inspirational plays, and he's not a perfect player. God knows his shooting. We all wish he was a better shooter, but I think that's what you take the package. I'm willing to put up with a crazy three-pointer now and then to get all the good stuff that he provides. Nice.
Okay, let's move to the Patriots right now because we got we're down in Miami this weekend, and it seems to me, and possibly I'm wrong about this, but the Patriots seem to be playing better, but they always seem to play up to the level of the team that they're playing. So we're going to Miami. Why do we always have such a problem in Miami?
I wish I knew. It is a fact that they have struggled very often over the course of the Brady Belichick era in one place constantly, and it's Miami. And I don't know why. I wish I had the answer. They wish they had the answer. They know about it. Belichick is well aware. I don't know what kind of conversations is necessary. I remember covering one of those games years ago. I just remember it was bizarre.
Do you think it's because the clubs are open all night?
Yeah, weird stuff was going on. Yeah, that's an issue with the NBA. The South Beach factor.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's an issue with football. They come in one night, the night before, they got, it's not a curfew. It doesn't work the same way in football. Basketball's different. And yes, there is a South Beach factor in the NBA. But there isn't, I don't think, in football. I don't have the answer. I just know that it is real, that you just have to look at the record to find out that they have dominated the Net Jets and the Bills over the course of this time, no matter where they play, but they do not dominate the Dolphins in Miami. So this is going to be a good test.
Need to win it, though.
Oh, yeah, guys,
really
we have to win.
Really
they need
win.
To keep winning because they have competition for that bye with three teams, with Kansas City, with Houston and San Diego.
Yep, yep.
And they need to keep winning, and their schedule is good. They got the big, they get by this game. They have the one key game going, which, of course, next week when they go at Pittsburgh.
Gotcha. Okay. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
man.
They're playing better. There's an excellent piece in the Globe today by Chris Gasper about the versatility thing, and how they have won in different ways and how they're adaptable, and what separates them from a lot of good teams in the league is that they're so adaptable and can beat you in different ways and address the topic each week differently. That we're seeing all those things in the course of this season, and it's good to have Rex Burkhead back to have a full running game. I feel good about the team right now.
Good. Okay. Right. Do you have any shameless plugs for us this morning?
Just the Bob Ryan, Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow morning with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica, and that's all for the time being.
Excellent. Okay, have a great one. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks as we get through the holidays
okay,
here. Okay,
great.
Here's
okay.
Bob Ryan reports this morning right here, WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, we've got Gwyneth, People Magazine, a little Meghan Markle rumor, but...
How about a prize?
This is brought to you by Eagle Bank, and first up, we're going to give away a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift certificate to the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. Okay, first up, my nemesis. I was just starting to like Gwyneth Paltrow again, and then she went and opened her mouth. Because she's being she was interviewed for the Wall Street Journal magazine, big piece on how she has this like $250 million company, and Goop is like, she's no longer an actress, she's a businesswoman.
Yeah, that's just the price of like two sweaters.
I know.
That's right.
But now she thinks, even though yoga has been around for thousands of years, she thinks she pretty much invented it. So she was asked, she was talking about yoga. She said, I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. Forgive me if this comes out wrong. First of all, never say that because you know it's going to. But I went to do a yoga class in L.A. recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And I literally turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before. That woman is insufferable.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Wow. Whoa. So, there she is again. Do you have any reaction to that, Lauren? You're just a little...
Yeah. She sucks you in.
She does that on purpose to suck you in. My friend Megan Johnson, who everyone should follow on Twitter, because she's so funny, said, hatred is Gwyneth Paltrow's electrolyte.
Exactly.
She married a Massachusetts guy, right? By the last time I foul checked.
His family's from here.
Well, maybe she'll be here and you can interview her. I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
sit down.
I couldn't do it.
Maybe you could go do a yoga class together.
I couldn't do it. I'd be like, I can't with you. I don't know. I don't understand. But I mean, you know, on the other hand, she is a very successful businesswoman, and I like that.
Let it go.
I let it go, Lauren, I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Like I said, let it go.
So she also said, which I really do like, she said, I'm here one blanking time. I want an incredible life. I used to be in my trailer smoking cigarettes and waiting for Ethan Hawke to open the door. Now look at me. Now, that's a little obnoxious, but I also like it because, you know, she really grabbed her life by the horns.
She knew that
she was going to probably age out of acting, and then she's now a millionaire businesswoman.
She
still looks like a teenager. Mm-hmm. So again, here I am, loving hating Gwyneth.
Maybe you should get her a nice Christmas gift. You get her one of those jade eggs she sells, and then tell her where she can put it.
Oh my god!
That's one of the best suggestions I've ever heard. Thank you very much.
People Magazine came out with their 25 most intriguing people of 2018. Coming in at number one, Michelle Obama, because within days of publication, her memoir, Becoming, became the best-selling book of the year. And just to round out the top five, Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, because they've done so well in the ratings in the wake of the firing of Matt Lauer. Chip and Joanna Gaines, because they retired Fixer Upper last year to recharge, but now they're planning to return to TV with their own network. People are so successful. I don't get it. Melissa McCarthy, because she's getting Oscar buzz for a serious role in Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Idris Elba, who's my favorite, because he's sexiest man alive, but also he's a great actor and the most handsome man ever to walk the earth. Okay, and finally, Meghan Markle news. People are saying the way she's carrying, she's going to have twins. You heard it here first. I have absolutely no proof except speculation, but I love to just disseminate false information.
Okay. So Harry's going to be a father of twins, huh?
Well, no, I mean, that's the rumor. That's it. Yeah.
You don't really think it's going to happen?
No, I don't know. It's a rumor, and I'm going to spread it. So there you go. I'm done here. Do we have a winner?
Yeah, let's go. Okay, we got a winner on the line with us. Ladies and gentlemen, John is on the line from Braintree. Hey, John, how you doing today? Hello, John.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you.
Okay, don't go away, John.
Turn on the other phone.
Oh, the other phone.
There you go.
John, are you there?
John.
I am there.
Oh, there he is. I'm good. Okay, John. Hey, congratulations. Tell John what he's got here.
You have won a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift certificate. Today is Friends and Family Day. Get 25% off gift certificates in-store and online. To find the Elizabeth Grady location nearest to you or to purchase gift certificates online, visit ElizabethGrady.com. This is going to be great. You can get your eyebrows waxed. You can get your upper lip waxed.
Or just put it in your wife's stocking and you're all set.
Right. John, you ever had your eyebrows waxed before, John?
No.
You haven't lived.
Make sure you hold on.
Treat for you, man. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We got a player on the line this morning. I have a good feeling about this.
Really?
This lovely lady's name is Marcia Grant. She's from Tony, Newburyport, Massachusetts. Good morning, Marcia.
So nice up there.
And welcome to the Lauren and Wally Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Somehow, I don't know. I just think you've got, I got a good vibe here. You feel good about
I'm
it?
I'm glad you do.
Are you nervous?
What? You don't feel good about this?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous.
No, 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 no,
I'm
no,
thinking,
no.
Oh, my goodness. I've been playing all week, and it hasn't been stellar.
Yeah, but I've been slightly mean this
okay,
week.
Okay, well, yeah, this goes here. LBF is going to give you 10 questions in 60-second time frame. You'll hear the ticker in the background. Your job is to get all 10 of those questions answered correctly within 60 seconds. We'll give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Remember, you can pass them any time. And if you get to the end and we still have time remaining, you come back and pick up the ones you missed. The cash is awaiting you right now if you're ready to play.
I'm ready.
LBF, you ready with the questions?
I'm ready.
Okay, everybody, here we go.
Let's play
Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is guacamole's main ingredient?
Avocado.
A picture is worth 1,000 what?
Words.
Name one of the musical Chipmunks.
Pass.
In which film does Kim Basinger play a hooker who looks like Veronica Lake?
Pass.
What is the mascot of the U.S. Naval Academy?
Pass.
What is the number for the Roman numeral XIV?
XIV is 14.
What is an islet?
It's an island.
Which U.S. golfer was killed when his plane crashed in 1999?
Pass.
In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the 11th day?
On the 11th day, Piper's piping.
In feet, how tall is the Washington Monument?
100.
Name one of the musical Chipmunks.
Time is expired. By my count, wow. you got five correct. Okay, and then you missed.
So your vibe wasn't so good, Dale Earnhardt.
It wasn't?
Hey, nope.
Wow.
My vibe?
Wow.
No, he said, I've got a good vibe.
Oh, that Lauren. Oh, that Lauren. Okay.
I guess I was a little off on the vibe this morning.
He's wrong often.
Okay. Would you please go, recap the...
Sure, I will. Name one of the musical Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, or Theodore.
Oh, my God.
And Kim Basinger played a hooker who looks like Veronica Lake in L.A. Confidential.
Oh, yeah.
The mascot of the U.S. Naval Academy. I think they're always stealing it. Is a goat...
It's not like news of a picture of Tom Brady.
Yeah, an islet is a...
Our judges gave her that one.
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah. Small island.
Small island. Yeah, same thing. Okay.
Which U.S. golfer was killed when his plane crashed in 1999? Payne Stewart. Mm. And the Washington Monument is 555 feet.
Okay.
Again, so a couple of things.
Now I know.
Now you know, so you've learned something today.
The second thing is,
this prize is better than $1,000 because it involves Hugh Jackman and TD Garden and the summer.
I am so excited.
Oh, see?
A pair of tickets to see the multi-talented Hugh Jackman perform a special evening of songs from Broadway and film. It's June 27th at the Garden. Tickets are on sale as of tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You can also visit WROR.com for more information. I think you're going to have a blast.
I did you a favor because what would have happened is you would have won the $1,000 and spent it on the relatives you don't like for Christmas. But now you have two concert tickets to the hottest show, the greatest show on earth.
And Marcia...
Yeah.
You know those relatives you don't like? This is your chance to name them on the radio.
Don't do it.
Not going to
see them soon.
Okay. Hey, have a great time at the show. Thanks a lot for playing. Thanks for being a member of the nation. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay. Anybody else, if you want to play, you got to qualify. To qualify, you register. You go online to WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Coming up next, Tony V is in the studio, and this is all about pie. I mean, it's Christmas holiday time here. It's all about the good food. Tony, welcome to the show.
Oh, I just heard pie.
Yeah.
That's all I heard. Okay. I didn't know anything else was going on.
Tony is ours.
We didn't even know he was going to be here. We just said pie
just said
and he showed up.
He did, boom, he walks in the door.
You know, it's like Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Oftentimes at 7 a.m. I'm driving on the road there and I went, oh, pie. my pie dollar was out.
Nice.
Okay, here's the deal. How much is too much to pay for a pie? We decided we would go to our pie expert, Tony. And that's coming up next right here, 105.7 WRR. Betty and the Jets is the name of the song. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a special feature right here on the Lorna Whitey Morning Show, especially for the holidays, called How Much is Too Much to Pay for a Pie? And this whole thing started because of a little thing that happened in LBF's family.
Yes. Okay. So we went to New Jersey for Thanksgiving, and my husband, Dave, said he would get a pie because he works in Boston. And I was like, all right, perfect. So he gets a pie from a local bakery, and we bring it down to New Jersey, and it is a delicious pie.
Really good.
Was an apple pie that the crust was beautiful. It was like dusted with chunks of sugar, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the apples.
The powdered sugar type or the granular
crystallized.
Sugar? Yeah.
And then inside the pie, the apples were sliced like thin, and layered on top of each other. So it was like almost like it looked like an apple sandwich. Like, you know, like,
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yes, and everyone went crazy about this pie. It was fantastic.
We brought in pie expert Tony V just for this.
Exactly. Right.
Tony's our go-to pie guy.
I know everything about all your pies, your fruit pies, apple, blueberry, peach, raspberry, pineapple, pear,
so this
cream
is like
pies, chocolate, banana, coconut, custard pies, coconut custard, autumnal gourd type pies.
Yep, right, yep.
That is pumpkin and or squash.
Yep, yep. Uh-huh.
And then your nut pies.
You know the nut pies
as
well.
You got it. Yeah, your pecan. Pronounced pecan, by the way.
Pecan.
Pecan or pecan, depending
pecan
on
you. Yeah. Pecan
pie.
A pecan is something you take a leak in.
Okay, good.
Okay?
I understand.
A pecan is a nut.
Okay.
You don't want anyone getting in trouble over
this. All right.
Okay, very good.
Where's the pecan? Because then they'll be telling you to go to the outhouse.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right.
So this pie was great.
Good pie.
It was a good pie, but I got my American Express bill, and now, you know, checking over some things.
Sure, yeah.
And I see there's a charge for $50 from a bakery in Boston. And
right.
I called Dave up and said,
pie.
Yeah.
How much was the pie? He's like, I don't know. So I called the bakery and I said, how much is your apple pie? And they said, $40 plus tax.
Ooh,
I was like, what?
Wow.
The reason it was $50 is that Dave bought a latte and then tipped the person.
Well,
anyway,
I'm glad he's a good guy.
He's a good guy with a real serious baked goods problem.
Wow, he's good.
So I was like, what? $40 for a pie, Dave? And he's like, well, it was so good, wasn't it? I'm like, but
so basically, with taxes, like a $42, $43 pie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
For a pie. Now, I think most pies, am I wrong here, are about $10 tops.
Wait,
you know,
pie
your
expert,
supermarket
what do you say?
Pies. Like if you go to your Whole Foods, you know, with good ingredients.
Well, that's big markup, though.
Yeah, but right. Well, you could go to your lesser supermarket, not lesser, but your more general supermarket.
Yes.
Pay $5 or $6.
Yeah.
For a pie that, you know, if you were in the mood, would be good. But then you go to your Whole Foods, you're in the $10 to $12 area, and then if you go to a good pie shop like Petsy's, which is one of my faves.
Yep.
It's about $20. You're out the door.
And that's a pie shop.
Yeah. And it's got a flaky, buttery crust, which is what you're looking for.
Right.
And you're looking for a filling to crust ratio.
Yes.
Oh.
That's
this?
A real thing that I invented.
Mm-hmm.
It's the filling to crust ratio. You don't want too much, you know, in the middle or too little in the middle before you get to the crust.
What about around the top, you know, the rim of the pie?
The rim of the pie should be golden brown, right, with a little, like, just on the wrong side of getting burnt.
Right.
Okay, you want those little pinch marks all the way around?
The little pinch marks all the way around.
Gotcha.
That's how you can tell a qual whether it's done by hand or by a machine.
Oh.
So we have a regular grocery store pie. And then this is the other infuriating thing about this bake shop, is that when I sent Dave to go buy another $40 pie.
For this experiment.
For the sake of the show.
Yes, for the sake of the show.
It was a business pie, as we call it.
Right, for the sake of the show.
Business pie.
Yeah.
They said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have apple pies anymore. They're out of season.
Now, what do you call that, Tony?
No, that's just pie snobbery.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's pie snobbery,
isn't it?
Right
so
there.
We got the closest right. thing to it.
Pie snobs are
which is about a $40.
And I picked it out right away. It's called a galette.
A galette. So it's like a topless pie.
Open, what's a
it's
galette?
It's like an open face pie.
Yes.
Wow. You know, was like that with the lattice work across
no,
the
no,
top?
No. There's just like a lot of a high crust around the edge, right?
Yeah.
And then nothing
the
in the middle.
Oh, I've never heard that word before.
Galette?
And you were like, galette. Oh, it's a galette.
Oh, it's
okay.
A galette.
It's like
an
apple pie volcano.
It's
just erupted and blew the top off the mountain.
Yeah, and it looks good. They've gone out of their way to like, you know, sort of like caramelize the apples.
Yeah,
which
probably with a blowtorch.
But I'm going to probably after the fact with a blowtorch because there's a sugary melt on it too that gives it that glisten.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you the first problem with this high price pie is when I stab the apple, they're still cooked a little bit too much.
No.
Yeah, you're going to want a little bite.
Go ahead, try
taking
it.
Taking a bite. Okay. So it's a little more like applesauce instead of apple?
Yeah, it's a little bit overcooked.
Okay. On the $42
pie. And a little bit. Wait, let me just make sure I got
okay, yeah.
I just want to make sure I got a representative piece.
Okay. I understand.
You know
go
what
ahead.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
You a regular
go ahead.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because, you know, I don't want to be hasty.
Don't rush to judgment.
Yeah, no,
pie.
No.
I mean,
okay.
You know,
serious
but that
business.
Was my first. But, like, the store-bought one, I can tell you, I put a knife in there and it'll go down like it's air. Because
really?
This will be a little bit mushy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a little bit mushy. And then there's that, you know, they always put that filler in, you know.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Like, you know.
The stuff out of the can.
Yeah, to make it goopy.
Yes. Yep.
Or what I like to call pie spackle.
Okay.
You got a little pie spackle
You're
in
there.
You're
not big on pie spackle.
Right, because that means you didn't have enough fruit to cover the whole thing.
Right, exactly.
And you put a little spackle in there to do it. So I'm going to get into the galette right now.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever said those words on the air before.
Okay, while you're doing that, let me go ahead and see what the committee's doing. Hank's standing by right now. Yeah. Hank, what's how we
doing? Do we have a cow? Looks like Tony needs a glass of milk or something.
He does need a glass of milk.
Go with the pie.
How we doing? Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the answer, the winner of the pie wars this morning. Which is better, the $40 pie or the $5 pie? And here's our pie expert, Tony V, right now, and your decision has been made, Tony. Okay, and here's
$40 pie.
The $40
pie? The $40 pie wins.
It really does, huh?
LBF and I have been going back and forth.
Here's the funny thing. I had a piece of this pie, this $40 pie, and a couple of weeks ago I was absolutely horrified at the bill and had a stern talking to with Dave Falcone.
Sure.
I have decided that this is worth it, and I would probably buy a $40
pie.
Wait, here's the thing. If somebody comes home with a gift for you, you don't question the price.
Never look a pie hole in the mouth. Right.
Yeah. If you like the pie, you go, thank you. You were thinking of us.
Yeah.
And you've got the discretionary funds.
Unless that gift shows up on your American Express card.
Right, exactly. You know.
Oh, that's
the thing is, I wouldn't buy this pie for friends.
this was for family.
I would buy it for me and me only. Yeah.
This is the kind of pie that you and Dave have in the privacy of your own boudoir, semi-naked, eating pie.
No,
it's
not really.
Pie.
It's a bedroom pie. No,
the bedroom pie.
I think, I would probably.
It's a come hither pie.
Should Family Falcone in New Jersey expect another $40 pie next year?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, listen, we want to...
You know, the worst part of that story, can I just say that?
Sure, yeah.
You were in Jersey. That story ended for me when we went to Jersey. I went,
all right.
Okay, there was a pie.
But New Jersey never saw a $40 pie.
There's an amazing show coming up, and it's all about Tony V. It's called A Toast to Tony V.
Yeah.
Boston comedy legend Tony V. It's going to be over at Laugh Boston. It's coming up the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas. And I understand that there are going to be some really big surprise guests there.
There's a bunch of my friends are coming. They have this tribute that I usually host every year. Like we've done, you know, Lenny Clark got Steve Sweeney and Don Gavin. You know, and now, and I used to joke about it. I go, well, when mine comes, who's going to host it? Because I'm the host. You know, so it's come around. I might end up hosting my own.
He's the only guy that's ever going to.
But I'm pretty
sure
that I'll be dead by like March.
Oh my God!
Oh jeez, don't say that.
I'm pretty sure because this year I've gotten tributes from like all the charities I've done have given me a plaque or some sort of
lifetime achievement award.
Yeah. I go, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
I had a really funny thing happen with one of the charities, though. It was a charity I do for free. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a pro bono show, and I do an auction or whatever. And I had one charity call me up and tell me my services were not needed.
Oh, no.
Like, I got fired from a gig I didn't get paid for. And I go, this is a new low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I said to them, I go, are you firing me from a show that I don't get paid like that? And they go, well, no, we just wanted you to know that your services would not be needed this year because of... I go, if you didn't call me, I wouldn't have showed up. You know what I mean? It's not like I just walk around randomly looking for shows and jumping up.
I would send them a bill.
I go, yeah, for nothing. I go. That was really a new low. But then I figured, you know, because weird stuff happens to me all the time. You know, like the other day I woke up with sushi on my roof of my car.
Yeah.
Just random pieces of sushi.
Like you hadn't driven through a Whole Foods or anything?
No, I don't, not that I know of. You know, I don't recall getting pelted with sushi or tribute of sushi. It's just, my first thought was, man, the birds are eating well.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Then a couple weeks ago, I had to go to the Apple store.
Not to be confused, the Apple store.
That distinction. And I got a parking space on. Well, I had to go to the Apple store for starters because I wasn't feeling stupid enough that day.
And I needed
a 19-year-old with a dinner plate stuck in his ear to tell me I didn't know anything.
That's the place to go.
And my son wasn't around, so I had to outsource that behavior. But here's where it got me. I got a parking space on Boylston Street with a meter.
Nice.
Which is like heaven.
Unbelievable.
Gold. And I do what I've done my entire life. I put a quarter in the meter.
Yeah.
And I got 4 minutes.
Oh.
Four minutes for a quarter. I was dumbfounded. I don't know how I didn't know this happened. But then I realized there's nothing you can do in downtown Boston that takes 4 minutes. The only thing you can do in 4 minutes in downtown Boston is go look for another quarter. And then it just becomes this endless loop of looking for change.
It's amazing. Like,
right. How'd you do? I made $8.75. Never step foot in the Apple store.
Hey, Tony V. You got to go see Tony V's special toast. It's going to be at the
Laugh Boston.
27. And you can get your tickets there simply by going to laughboston.com.
Yeah, there'll be dirty stories. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and stories from the 80s that I'm sure I forgot about.
Added incentive.
I'll bring you a $10 pie.
$10 pie. Good.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.